relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I know the choice is difficult, my friends. Should you be watching me on YouTube, listening to me on radio, or Adam Schiff giving a press conference? It's a tough choice, I know. Just get that dollar coin out, flip it, and see which way it rolls. If it's on the side when it lands, go out and have a cigar or something. I don't know. He has put a lot of makeup on. All I can say is I've never seen shiftless Adam Schiff with so much powder on his face before. Nice choice of tie, but it doesn't make any difference. They've dropped their 300-page report. Their colleagues on the Intelligence Committee of the House have 24 hours to comply, to read that report, and then there will be a vote. And then it goes to Jerry Nadler's committee this week, head of the Judiciary Committee, where they have invited four constitutional lawyers. Why would you invite four academics if you want to impeach the president? Surely you should be discussing the crime, not the theory. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, host of the newest national radio show on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, back here in the studio and loving it. And I hope we get to a fraction of the things I need to cover today. We will be talking to the White House. We'll be talking to the one of the strategists there today, a friend, a colleague. We'll be talking to Jesse Jane Duff, former Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, Ilan Berman, on the events in Iran. At least 300 protesters have been killed by the regime. And then Sydney Watson, a rather up-and-coming YouTuber who will explain to us what is going on with the people who believe in AOC? And then your calls on 833-334-6752. But let's talk about real news, important things. Let's have a little graduate school recap, a little masterclass on what it means to be America again. Why? Because the president, we've just seen before Adam Schiff got up to his podium, the president and Melania Trump have arrived at 10 Downing Street for a reception, a dinner with the Prime Minister and the rest of the NATO heads of state for the NATO summit in the UK. Because it is, of course, the 70th anniversary of the founding of the North Atlantic Treaty and Alliance. April 1949 was when the most effective modern alliance was established, not at our request. It was, in fact, if you go back in time and look at the history, at the request of the British government. The British government, greatly weakened after 6 years of war. Remember, our Tommy friends started fighting in 1939. They didn't have their Pearl Harbor. They had a much earlier start to the war, and they were
bled out by 1945, and they wanted help. They wanted some kind of guarantee that America would always be there. And as a result, the Washington Treaty, just a 14-paragraph document was signed in Washington and established NATO. And this year is the 70th anniversary. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what I did in my past life, I actually cut my teeth at the beginning of my professional career in national security on NATO issues. I worked in the Hungarian Defense Ministry after the fall of communism and the first freely elected Democrat government, helping that nation actually join NATO. And then I was a NATO fellow at a wonderful institution called the NATO Defense College in Rome. I was their second ever Partnership for Peace fellow at the end of the 90s. So I've done a little bit of research on these issues. And what the president has done in the last 3 years is truly remarkable. And we have some sound bites from the president. There was a bit of tension today between the president and the head of state, Mr. Macron of France. And it was summed up in a lovely 29-second soundbite from the president with regards to NATO, America, and the other allies. This is cut to the President of the United States.
Nobody needs NATO more than France. And frankly, the one that benefits really the least is the United States. We benefit the least. We're helping Europe. Europe unites and they go against a common foe. That may or may not be a foe. Can't tell you that. But there are other foes out there also. But I think nobody needs it more than France. And that's why I think that when France makes a statement like they made about NATO, it's a very dangerous statement for them to make.
Yeah, he's referring to Macron's statement that NATO is getting brain dead. He was insulting the alliance. Let's unpack that for a minute and recognize what the mainstream media doesn't want you to recognize, the truth of the last 3 years. The president's right. We don't really need NATO as much as the members of NATO need us. Why was it originally created in 1949? There is an aphorism that's associated with the first Secretary General of NATO, that NATO was created to keep the Americans in, the Germans down, and the Soviets out, meaning to keep us wedded to Europe, in Europe with our troops, to keep the Germans down, meaning after World War II, to make sure there wasn't a resurgence of an undemocratic, militaristic German regime. And then thirdly, to keep the Soviets out of Western Europe. Back in 1949, that was a pretty good summation. But what happened in the intervening years, especially what happened after the fall of the Warsaw Pact and the collapse of the Soviet Union on Christmas Day? Best Christmas present I ever got. Christmas Day 1991. The fact is, NATO looked for a mission. It lost its purpose. You had the Balkan Wars. You had mass murder, destruction on the doorstep of Europe as the Balkan states collapsed out of the Yugoslav former socialist republic. And then we had 20 years, at least 20 years, of what we insiders, those who work NATO issues, called the freeloader complex. What does that mean? It means you're members of a club, and that club has some requirements. Every club has requirements. And one of the requirements of NATO members is to take their own defense seriously, not to pony off other people's commitments. And there was a gentleman's agreement that all NATO members would spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense, at least 2% on protecting themselves so that together we would be stronger. What was the reality by the beginning of the Trump administration? Less than half a dozen of almost the 30 NATO nations kept that promise. Oh, of course, we were one of them. We actually doubled it. We were closer to 4% of our gross domestic product than 2% spent on defense. But then a handful of others took it seriously. But then what changed? We elected a non-politician. 63 million Americans elected Donald Trump as the 45th Commander-in-Chief of the United States. And he sent a very clear message. Act like an ally.
because otherwise there will be repercussions. As a result, there has been a massive reinforcement by our allies. More than $10 billion has been the increase of the collective defense budget because of that commitment to 2% of GDP by NATO members. It's amazing what you can do when you have a little bit of leadership and you have a pragmatist in the White House who believes in America first. And if you're going to be in our club, you better act like an ally. That's real news. That's not something the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, or any other member of the fake news industrial complex will talk to you about. And I look up from my notes, I open my eyes, and Adam Schiff is still bloviating. We'll talk a little bit about that next, because we can't avoid it, but we'll stick to the really important stuff here on America First, the newest national radio show. You can get us on all the usual podcast platforms, including iTunes. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. We're also back on YouTube and Facebook, live streaming, and you can catch every single hour by the hour after the show closes on Instagram TV as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka, author of The War for America's Soul. Back after these messages.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We've discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Yes, indeed. It's that time of year. It is Giving Tuesday around the world, an international day of charitable giving, and we have the perfect charitable gift that you can give today. It's part of Prison Fellowship. It's called the Angel Tree Campaign. And what do? With your donation, we provide a young girl or boy in America who has a parent in prison with a gift this Christmas. They get a Christmas gift because of you. They get a message from the gospel and also a message from their parent behind bars. I need to thank all of you in the recent days who've made donations. Mary, Richard, Susan, Brian, Blaze, Robert, George, thank you so much. And especially since we started the campaign just over a week ago, the people who've made the bigger donations as well. Over $200 from Dan, from Scott, from Janet, from Kelly, from Ronald, and Jeremy. All I'm going to say is Jeremy. God bless you. $550. That's incredible. That's 20 children. More than 20 children who will get a Christmas gift because of you, Jeremy. If you want to help the children who will be without a parent have a little bit more blessed Christmas today with a message from our Lord, from the gospel, please go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, sebgorka.com. Make your donation today. It's $22 per child. One gift, two messages per child, $22. $110 is 5 children you're blessing this Christmas. You can also call them if you want at 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. I'm going to be thankful Adam Schiff is finished. How does Adam Schiff, with questions and answers, talk for less than 22 minutes? There's no there. The president gives impromptu pressers for 45 minutes walking to Marine One on the southern lawn of the White House. Adam Schiff, after how many witnesses, star witnesses, bombshells? 20 minutes with Q&A? Fail. That's an F, Adam. Can I call you Adam? I just did. And he doesn't even know what he's taught. He says, the president tried to compel an ally at war to do something illegal. Adam Schiff, Ukraine isn't an ally of the United States. You're an ally of ours if we have a treaty relationship with you. They're not a member of NATO. And by the way, we're not at war with Russia. Somebody who actually knows what they're talking about when it comes to national security issues is my first guest of the day. She's putting away her handbag. She's ready to rock and roll. I don't know if she's got a Claymore in the bag or just an M60. Looks rather large. She's Jessie Jane Duff, former gunnery sergeant of the Marine Corps. Follow her, Jessie Jane Duff, on Twitter. And also, she's on the advisory board, Women for Trump. Welcome back to the studio, Jessie Jane.
Thank you. And guess what? I'm also now the co-chair for Veterans for Trump. There are 4 co-chairs. I get to represent the Marine Corps.
So does that mean you get to sleep as little as the president?
Yes, and I get to boss you around now.
Well, that's always been the case. Gunnies always get to do that, don't they?
Oh, wait. Nothing changed. They tried to make me think I was important. Never mind.
You got more titles on your business card. We'll have to make room for that.
I'm excited.
As long
really
as the globe and the anchor's there, we're good.
Yeah, I'm
really congratulations.
Excited. Thank you.
Well, we need to talk about that. I want to talk about everything the president's done for our veterans because the list is incredible.
It is.
But what about, let's just stay on the big strategic issues for the time being. 70th anniversary of NATO. The fact that the president has managed to increase the number from 3 to 9 in 3 years of the nations of the alliance who are actually keeping their promise mm-hmm. to meet their 2% commitment to defense budgets. Did you think that was ever possible, that a president can do that in 3 years?
I didn't think it was possible because every president failed prior to this.
So
the simple fact that this president was able to
Republican or Democrat.
Right. And they also let it go.
Yes.
They never wanted to come across as a bully. They were afraid of the press. They were afraid of looking mean. And here this president came across and said, I'm sorry, you have to love your people as much as I love my own. And you cannot sit back and not participate in defending your own people. Because if mine have to die on the shores defending yours, you have to have some skin in this game. It's just not appropriate for the United States to bear the burden of everyone's defense, as we've been doing, because this is why we're in quite a critical state that we are now. So I'm really thrilled to see that this president has been aggressive with our NATO allies and reminded them the key word was allies. It was not a donorship. It wasn't like what you were just requesting to help children whose parents are in prison.
We're not donating
to this
our
isn't
European
donation.
Buddies.
This is a NATO, not NATO donation system. This is the NATO alliance, and an alliance means you've got to participate. So, you know, you want to be a part of the NATO alliance, then you get engaged, you become involved, in it, which brings me to wonder what the heck Turkey's up to, but we really, that's another question.
Turkey is one that's a little bit of a
fringe.
No, quite the opposite, but more than the 3 minutes we have available in this segment.
That's another one.
So let's talk about just the relative significance of the alliance. What do we get from the alliance? We get that we help them defend themselves. And perhaps if they're serious about their defense, we don't have to save them again. What do they get from it? Everything. Right?
Exactly.
Article 5.
Exactly.
U.S. troops. So it's only, would you be a member of a club, Jesse Jane, if 60% of the members didn't pay their dues, but you did?
Exactly. And that's what it boils down to. And even when we are based in their countries, they get a lot of revenue from the United States taxpayers.
Right.
So it's not just with the alliance itself. It's the fact that our men and women based overseas are spending their money in their economy. They're bringing them revenue. There's a lot to gain with having the United States in your country. It's a lot to gain because they really are there as a co-partner. They're there in a conducive environment, and there aren't problems with our forces based overseas. In fact, they enhance the environment of the community. So, I'm thrilled that the president has held his guns on this, and everybody has had to sit back and realize he was playing hardball, and it was time for them to jump in.
So in a normal world, wouldn't there be front cover stories in the Washington Post and New York Times that it's amazing, 9 nations out of NATO are now paying their dues? Wouldn't that be news?
In a normal world, the killing of al-Baghdadi would have been celebrated at the World Series game, and everybody would have rose and stand. You know you're partisan when you cannot even recognize the success. You only focus on what you dislike. That is partisan. I'm sorry, if President Obama had done this, and which he had on his watch with Osama bin Laden, you got to say kudos. You know, it's just simply you're killing bad guys, and you're leading the pack. But what I love is how he snubbed Congress, because Congress had come out with over 300 members that were trying to admonish him for pulling out of Syria, and he just bit his tongue because he knew where al-Baghdadi was since May. Didn't say a word. And Nancy Pelosi, the famous photo of her having her finger in his face, and she's storming out the door, and he's sitting back going, lady, you are really going to eat crow in about, oh, I'm sorry, 96 hours. And sure enough, he was dead along with lieutenants, and essentially he proved to be right. And I was very disappointed in the Republicans that didn't stand with him, because we were never given combat an alliance. We were never given combat and authority to be in Syria in the first place, and that's called mission creep.
Yes.
That's what happened in Vietnam. 5 years, we had 750 to 1,500 men in Vietnam. 50,000 men later dead because of mission creep. What was supposed to be, you know, there as advisors became a full-out war. And I'm sorry, we do not need to be dying in Syria.
She's on a roll. She's Jesse Jane Duff, former Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, and co-chair of the Advisory Board Veterans for Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist for the 45th Commander-in-Chief of the United States. This is America First. Back in a moment.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details, or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mr. Gorka, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm also an immigrant since August 9, 1968, and I love this country. This country owes me nothing, and I owe it everything. That's why I served.
Wow.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
That's John Yesterday, a veteran born in Japan, with such a line, I owe this country everything. It owes me nothing. If you enjoy listening to this show, if you want more, if you want it without commercial breaks, you know what to do. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and join my exclusive cabinet today. It's the Gorka's Cabinet logo. Click on it. join, get this show without the commercial breaks, exclusive content, behind the scenes, long form interviews are not available anywhere else, plus my take on the real stories behind the fake news. That's why we have the best guests, including our current guest, Jesse Jane Duff, former Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, and co-chair of Veterans for Trump. Who better to ask, what has this administration, what has Donald Trump done for our veterans? What's new? What's different?
Okay, so here's one of the, I'm going to go over the top three or four that really impressed me the most. Lowest unemployment ever in the history of the United States for veterans. It's at 3%. This is a drop of 37%. 3% for veterans. I remember under the Obama administration when I was with Concerned Vets for America, we were consistently showing post-9/11 veterans having difficulty getting employment.
Right.
So entirely, the entire economy is benefiting from this, and it has gone over to veterans. Not only that, I mean, a 37% drop is nothing to sneeze at from where they were at before. We're also looking at $86.5 billion went into the VA, which is the highest amount ever. Now, I, as a conservative, never say money's always a solution. However, $8.6 billion of that is going to mental health care and suicide prevention. 172 VA facilities now have walk-in mental health care. How did that not happen before? We were hearing about veterans killing themselves in the parking lot because they couldn't get an appointment. We've Right. heard about people killing themselves on the VA premises because they were so disgusted in their inability to get care. Why wouldn't we have had walk-in when we know that there is a high propensity for suicide among this particular
but,
group?
As you said, it's not just throwing money at it. They're applying it. Yeah, we had the deputy, the assistant secretary for benefits of the VA here, talk about how they've fired
over 4,000.
4,000. I mean, that's
yeah, fired,
huge. The
suspended.
Capacity to get rid of people who are not doing their job yeah. is enormous.
Yeah, over 4,000 VA employees were removed, suspended, or demoted. And what? And I want to put this in context. This is the second largest government bureaucracy in all of D.C. in the United States. 377,000 employees, and you wow. could not fire them before. Even Sharon Hellman, the head of the Phoenix VA, after those 40 veterans died, they couldn't fire her for that, even though she had been removed from every job for doing misconduct or inappropriate substandard performance. Right. They got her on some travel claim that apparently was not, and then it was not done correctly, and then she had the unions help her. I'm sick of people not being held to the same standard you and I have to go through if we don't perform. You don't do well on this network. It's over. Don't do well. My job is cut.
You've given us, you know, the facts, the figures. You're a veteran. You're now the co-chair of the Veterans for Trump board. Talk to us about how this has affected the attitude. I know it's weird to talk about morale when you're out of uniform. How has it affected the morale of veterans across America?
Okay, so it's even bigger than that. We're also talking about a forever GI Bill. So post-9/11 GI Bill was expiring at 15 years. And when you're on active duty, you think you're living forever. 15 years is nothing. You get off of active duty, 25. Next thing you know, you're 35. You still haven't done your bachelor's degree. It goes by fast. And that impacts people like myself who are now able to consider going on to a master's degree, which is not going to happen while I'm on this campaign. Or working on this campaign.
Right.
This will happen maybe in another 5 years, but the money will be there.
If we get the president reelected, then
yes,
you can maybe take
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So in 335 days.
The forever GI Bill is huge. These are no-brainers. Why weren't you giving the GI Bill and not taking it away after a period of time? Here's a huge one. It's probably my personal favorite.
You're going to steal it.
The disabled.
Yes.
Fully
right,
disabled.
Tell everybody.
Okay, this one just touches my heart, and it should have always happened already. The fully and permanently disabled veterans have had their federal loan debt wiped away.
Wow.
Completely wiped away. And the president went to the states and asked them
Why
to do this.
Why hadn't that happened before?
Thank you. These are common sense things. And you're not talking about an abuse of a program. We're talking about those who
okay.
have lost their limbs.
I'm just going to put things in context. We got context. We've got 30 seconds left. And this is Jesse Jane Duff who's raised this issue. Listen to me, friends. This president has removed all federal loan college debt for fully and permanently disabled veterans, and the Democrats want to remove him from office. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Jesse Jane Duff. Follow her right now, Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. Also, go to women.donaldjtrump.com. And keep praying for this man because he is doing amazing things for this country. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesse DeJane. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you suffered, as I did, from everyday aches and pains. For me, it was a lower back pain issue. Could be your knees, could be your shoulder, whatever it is. If you've tried everything else, I've got something for you. I am now pain-free because I take Relief Factor every morning and every evening. What Pete and Seth Talbot have created is truly remarkable. A natural pain suppressor that acts against the inflammation that causes the pain. You can find out if it works for you like it works for me so easily. Go right now to relieffactor.com. You order the three-week quick starter pack. It's at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee you, if you take it every day in the morning and the evening for 3 weeks, you will know right away if it will provide you the pain relief it's providing tens of thousands of Americans, vets included. We have an amazing email from a Marine who was eating fistfuls of painkillers because of his injuries, and now he takes nothing except Relief Factor. $19.95 for the three-week quick starter pack. Is $20 worth it to you? It was for me. Your calls next here on America First, 833-334-6752 from the relieffactor.com studio.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
You know who AMAC is. AMAC, the good guys. As opposed to AARP. The Association for Mature American Citizens fights for you. They're a conservative organization, and they're going to fight to keep your health care in your hands. None of this nationalization of Medicare. None of this Democrat plan to cancel private health insurance. If you're over the age of 50, you should join these people today. Over 2 million Americans are already part of AMAC. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's G-O-R-K-A-F-O-R. amac.com. That's gorkaforamac.com, or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. Well, Adam Schiff's finished his very short press conference on the Democrat report on impeachment from his committee before it goes to the Judiciary Committee under Jerry Nadler. And we need to talk to the White House because, my oh my, Stephanie Grisham, does she have a way with words? She has just given a little statement out. We're going to talk about it. And the statement says, I got to read it, so good. Chairman Schiff's report reads like the ramblings of a basement blogger straining to prove something when there is evidence of nothing. Adam Schiff, basement blogger. That's the kind of branding Donald Trump, the president, does. We're going to welcome right now senior advisor for strategy to the White House, Tony Saig. Welcome, Tony, to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. And, you know, I think he's the bunker blogger. And
bunker blogger. Hang on. Tony's going to he's gonna see Stephanie and raise Stephanie a bunker on a basement. Can I let me just give you a look. I'm biased. I worked for the president. I was his deputy in the White House. I got to have one metric here. Adam Schiff spoke for less than 20 minutes. Isn't that, I mean, doesn't that prove it's a nothing burger after all those star witnesses, Tony?
This is a complete admission of failure. Not one assertion in Adam Schiff's 200-plus page report is backed up by any evidence, any fact. Even what they're trying to say is the central claim of an impeachable offense, this allegation that the president withheld aid and withheld a meeting with the Ukrainians based on his desire to have an announcement of an investigation into corruption in Biden, is not proven at all. And one of these pages is not proven. In fact, the closest they come is to cite Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU's claim that he presumed the president had a quid pro quo, even though they omit the fact that he later testified when he talked to the president said no quid pro quo, and he wanted nothing from the Ukrainians.
Mr. G, I need that audio. Let's get that audio back. We're going to play that in the next segment. It was the classic audio where he said, the president told me, the ambassador to the EU, no quid pro quo. Look, I know the boss is in the UK. He just finished his dinner with the prime minister at 10 Downing Street. But I have to ask you, Tony, is the mood good in the building?
Listen, we've been upbeat consistently because of a very important fact, which is we know the president has done nothing wrong.
Right.
And little did we realize that the 12-star Democratic witnesses would so clearly validate that belief. And certainly nothing impeachable was proven throughout that entire process. But look, Seb, let's face it. I mean, you just point out that the president is doing the job of president, is meeting with our NATO allies. And look at the embarrassment these Democrats decide, you know, to put forward. This impeachment report that's so frivolous, that's based on no evidence, while the president of the United States is representing our country with some of our most important strategic allies. I think this represents a real low in the history of our country, and I think Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and all who follow them should be ashamed.
He's Tony Saig Jr. He is former Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the U.S. Treasury, and now he's Senior Advisor for Strategy in the White House. You can follow him, Tony4NY. That's the number for Tony4NY. Tony, do you have an official White House Twitter handle yet?
I don't, and I think the best tweeting is certainly with the president. So
oh, yes.
I encourage everyone to continue to follow him there.
So do you have any advice for the supporters of the Make America Great Again agenda this week as they see this farrago, this circus now move from the Intelligence Committee to the Judiciary Committee? What should we be looking for? What's the game plan for the good guys?
Look, I think at this point it's clear it would be ridiculous for the Democrats to push any articles of impeachment through the House process. By their own rigged process, they just prove they have no evidence of anything impeachable. And here's where so many hardworking Americans, patriots to our country, have the power. There are 31 members of Congress who are Democrats in President Trump districts. districts the president has won, in some cases, handily. These are the Democrats that we have to hold accountable,
right,
that we have to make realize if they take this vote, they're doing so in defiance of what the voters who sent them to Washington want, that they need to start focusing on helping pass the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which the president negotiated a year ago,
right,
lingering on Nancy Pelosi's desk. They have to tell their members to pass a budget that funds our military, helps our border security at the southern border, does the things that we need done in this country, not allowing the remaining days of 2019 of a legislative session to be focused on an impeachment sham. We have to hold them accountable, Seb. And our people, the people hardworking in this country who support the president, have the power to do it, and they have to realize that right now.
Yeah, it's a very simple question. What have the Democrats done for you lately? How long is that audio cut, Leroy, that we have of 227. Okay, play this for Tony. This is exactly what he mentioned. This is the audio cut of the ambassador.
I decided to ask the president the question in an open-ended fashion because there were so many different scenarios floating around as to what was going on with Ukraine. So rather than ask the president nine different questions, is it this, is it this, is it that, I just said, what do you want from Ukraine? I may have even used a four-letter word. And he said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I just want Zelensky to do the right thing, to do what he ran on.
No quid pro quo. The most successful president since at least 1969. Look at the economy. Look at the ISIS caliphate, the head of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Look at what he's done to NATO. That's the question you have to ask. What have the Democrats done by comparison? Nothing. We've been talking to senior strategic advisor to the president, Tony Sayegh. Follow him, Tony4NY. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You know what to do, my friends. Support this president because the future of the republic depends upon our support for this man. The Democrats want to take him down, but as long as we've got breath in our bodies, we're not going to let it happen. Back to your calls next here on America First.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details, or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
We're not going to let that happen, Dr. Jones. Not here on this show, not in this republic. We need to get to your calls, though, because you are the most important part of the show. The number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to... Oh, Jimmy's got a good point. Line 3, Brooklyn. Jimmy, welcome back to America First.
I think it's easier to make the case Adam Schiff is a Russian agent. The leader of the American Communist Party in the past said the best way to help the cause of communism is through the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Liberal policies are destroying our schools. They're teaching kids to hate America. They're dumbing down the schools like the kids can barely read or write. Liberal policies are destroying the big cities, race relations. They were bringing economic collapse. You have the Russians or Soviets, whatever you want to call them, red Chinese drug operations against America can and will destroy us. You've got the Russian mafia, which I've always called the KGB mafia, Hezbollah, Mexican drug cartels working together. You got the liberals weakening our laws and respect for law enforcement. When you add this all up, and also the communists said we need 3, 4, 5 more Vietnams. So all of these things are going on as Red China is building a massive military buildup, new nukes, new weapons that supposedly could destroy our aircraft carriers. And you have all these operations going on, and Trump opposes all these enemy operations. And Adam Schiff wants to stop Trump, who stands in the way of this Marxist criminal onslaught.
Let's think about just that little slice you gave us. This is the president who, unlike his predecessor, actually gave lethal aid to the Ukrainians. President Obama, look it up. I know it sounds hard to believe, sent blankets to Kiev.
He prepared them for a pillow fight.
Right, yes, without any pillows, just a blanket fight, I guess. Right. After they were invaded, when we come into the White House, say, no, let's send them the Javelin anti-tank missiles that the Russians are afraid of. And hang on a second. That's the president that Adam Schiff wants to remove? Well, whose side is he on? And don't forget, remember, Jimmy, when those two comedians called up, pretended they were members of parliament, and Adam Schiff, they said, we have the photographs of the president, the naked photographs. And Adam Schiff says, what? Where can I get the compromat? Compromat? What normal person uses the Soviet Russian word compromat for compromising evidence? Jimmy, I think you're onto something.
Schiff sounded a little too excited about seeing naked pictures of Trump.
Don't go there. Jimmy, do you have a copy of my book?
No.
Stay on the line, Jimmy. You deserve it. That call was superb. The War for America's Soul. Stay on the line. We'll send it to you. Is Adam Schiff the sleeper agent? Is he not just a bunker blogger? A basement blogger, as Tony from the White House said. More on America First with Ilan Berman and Sydney Watson next.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.